Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest podcast from the DKG International Membership and Expansion Committee. We have a guest joining us today, and she'll be making her introduction shortly. But we're happy to be able to offer some more thoughts for you to consider. And again, we always hope that once you've listened to one of our podcasts, you're able to share it with our other members. So, to get us started with introductions, my name is Lisa. I live in North Dakota, and I am the chair of the Membership and Expansion Committee. And I'll let Becky introduce herself now.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm Becky Johnen. I live in Pennsylvania, and I'm the Northeast Regional Representative to the committee.
Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Walton. I live in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm the Southeast Representative for this committee.
Ida.
I'm Gitta Franken-Zelmer. I live in Germany, and I'm the European representative on this committee.
And I will be having our other two committee members, as well as our guests, make their introductions, but they will be our panel today. And we will be offering a lot of different questions to our panel and excited to hear the answers. So our first committee member slash panel member is Daphne.
Hi there. I'm Daphne Cagle from California. I'm one of the Southwest representatives on the International Membership and Expansion Committee, but I'm also the expansion chairman of DKG California, and since 2017 have worked with other leaders to start 8 new chapters in California.
Patty.
Hi, I'm Patty Belknap. I'm the other Southwest region member. I live in Texas. I am the immediate past expansion chair in Texas. And during my 2 years, we started one new chapter and one collegiate community.
And Jane.
Hi, I'm Jane Fain from Alabama. And I'm very proud to say I'm the president of the newest chapter in the state of Alabama, the first one in more than 20 years. Our chapter is Delta Pi Nu.
Well, thank you, Jane. And with that, I will start out with our first question. And that is, how did you happen to decide to start a new chapter?
I was first vice president and in California. I was first vice president and Janice Barr was president, and she said she wanted to start a new chapter. California hadn't done that in 22 years. I wasn't sure this could be done. Actually, I thought maybe it was impossible. I suggested a location for a potential chapter near where I lived. I was tasked with starting this chapter, and in less than 6 months, we had our new chapter. The next year, I was asked to be expansion chair as part of the membership committee. We have now been our own committee for several biennia, so we could focus on expansion and helping our chapters. The remaining 7 chapters were started when I was the expansion chair.
I'm Jane, and I was a member of another chapter, and several people in the chapter just had a desire for more professional growth and personal growth. And we gave thought to leaving DKG altogether. But then with a little bit of time to think about it, we said, no, let's just try starting something that looks like we want it to look. And so that is actually how it started, a very small group who preferred something different and got to the task of making it happen.
In Texas, near the community that I live in, was another community that had started out very, very small. And overnight, it seemed like had 6 high schools, I don't know how many middle schools and elementary, and it just seemed like the perfect place to have a chapter. So we immediately started looking into how we could start that chapter.
Thanks. That's very interesting to hear you all talk about the decision to start a new chapter. And the question I'm going to ask, I think the three of you began to answer this in that first question, but could you tell us a little more about how you picked the exact location for the chapter? And Jane, let's start with you.
Well, I live in a city that has several suburbs and adjoining smaller towns in a very exciting county as well. And there are three chapters in the city of Huntsville, Alabama, but the surrounding areas, Madison, Hampton Cove, and some adjoining counties did not have chapters. So because I lived in the suburb of Madison, we picked it to start with. And because we were a very small group at that time, however, it has grown to include people from a larger part of this region.
We chose Mansfield, like I said, because there was so much growth. But my chapter, which is kind of located almost next to that city, had a member or two that actually worked in Mansfield. So we decided to invite a few members from that area to come to our chapter to get a little bit of an idea of what DKG was about.
Well, in California, when we did the first chapter, the president and I brainstormed locations, and Elk Grove, where I live, was a fast-growing area of the state, and it had no chapters. There were three members in the two Sacramento chapters that taught in Elk Grove, and they were instrumental in starting the chapter. Most of our chapters are started in areas where someone we know, often someone that's a member, lives. Sometimes someone has moved to a new area where no chapter exists, or they moved to an area and start a chapter in their old location with colleagues that they used to have. We have also surveyed members through a QR code linked to a Google form. We have handed these out at conventions or other DKG members so members can suggest a location for a chapter. We always ask for suggestions of educators they know in a specific location so that we can have someone to help us find out new members. Sometimes locations are suggested by members when I go to meetings. We look at the possible locations that we have that have been suggested and pick the one that seems the most promising. Gita will ask the next question.
Yeah, well, we already heard that you all start the new chapters with a very few members, perhaps from your older chapter or members who live near. So, but what steps did you take to get members, more members for this new chapters? Could you please let us know any steps you took to publicize DKG or the formation of the chapter?
Well,
as I said, we were able to have a few members in my chapter that lived in this community or worked in this community. So we started with them and we asked them to suggest people that they thought might be interested in joining a new chapter. And so we had quite a few lists of people that we could send an invitation to. We also use social media, and I posted an invitation on my personal website because since I've already mentioned I lived close to the area, I knew a lot of educators in this area that weren't necessarily members of DKG, and so it allowed them to also choose to come to an orientation and find out more about DKG.
Well, Patty, we in California do almost exactly what Patty has just mentioned. We publicize our locations in potential locations in DKG California publications. For a recent chapter, we posted on the state Facebook account, as well as the Facebook account of someone who previously taught in the area where the chapter was going to be located. We also have publicized our efforts locally in local publications And we even were mentioned on a local radio station by the superintendent of schools, who happened to be doing some kind of broadcast. The best way to find members is through people that taught in the proposed area. When we have the date of our orientation set, we contact everyone and invite them. A lot of our contacts are word of mouth. Let me tell you what hasn't worked. What hasn't worked is putting flyers out in mailboxes. It really is a word of mouth organization. It is helpful for someone to say to their friend that they're forming a great organization in their area. Now, at the orientations, we often have members who recommend their friends and other members who would join. Now, DKG International says you have to have 12 members to form a new chapter, but California says we have to have 20 new members. And so when we have 20 new members, either on our virtual application or on a paper application, that's when we can move forward. Jane will now tell us about Alabama.
Well, we started with a steering committee of eight women who were ready for a new chapter. Some of them had been in leadership roles in previous chapters, presidents and other officers, so they came with a lot of experience. Others of us have been members for 1 or 2 years. So we needed that diverse group in the steering committee. Once we got organized, then we set out to finding members to join us because we needed 12 to begin. And we did start with that steering committee of 8, and 7 months later, now we're up to 24. We've doubled our number, and we're very proud of that. We have been real strategic about who we have not advertised just publicly. We've been quite strategic about who we have invited to join, making sure that these were key women educators. But we are doing our best to make a diverse group, retired teachers, active teachers, administrators, college professors, people who are outside the box in the area of instruction or teaching. We have a very broad range of ages from just out of college to, we have a member we're courting right now that's a 50-year member, but she's not signed with us just yet. But several are getting on up there, have been retired a number of years. We have made a big effort for diversity, and so that makes for an exciting, fun group. And we do have a Facebook account that we share publicly, and we just let people know what we're doing. But most of the invitations come directly from a member. We have had, at the beginning, meet and greet socials, parties. We had several parties. And we have put together a scrapbook of our process of forming the chapter. And it's fun to see. And we generally put that out for new members to see what it looked like at the beginning. But that's pretty much what we've done.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Ladies, my question to the panel is, how are officers selected for the new chapters? Jane, we can start with you.
Okay. Well, there was a steering committee of 8. There were a couple of people who had held leadership president offices in the past. They said no. We want you, we want new members to step up into the leadership roles. So we kind of just decided amongst ourselves who would be willing to take which role. And then our people who had the greater experience serve as mentors and have, you know, they're part of the executive committee. We call it the steering committee rather than the executive committee. So we include each of them. And it's just based on our personal strengths and our interest. And it's working for us so far. We've taken on the next biennium. So because we're so new, that means that this group of officers will serve 3 years.
That's really interesting, Jane. And we've done that in California as well. If, you know, 1 year is not enough to get a chapter started. So that's absolutely what we do too. In selecting officers in California has been done in several ways. Sometimes a nomination committee is formed. Usually the committee is made up of people that are knowledgeable about the people joining the chapter. It could have members from the potential chapter or from people organizing the chapter that know many of the people. Sometimes we've had the members have said, no, we want to select it ourselves and not have a nomination committee. And sometimes the members of the chapter actually have a meeting and a discussion of the new officers. Installation of officers is part of the induction and chartering ceremony for new chapters, so they have to be in place before the chapter is chartered. Interestingly enough, we've had plenty of times where more than one person wanted to be the president of the new chapter, and we've had to kind of work out the officers, which is kind of a fun thing to see that so many people want to step up to leadership and are excited about leading the new chapters. We discuss the responsibilities of each office and come up with a slate of officers to be voted on when the chapter is chartered. Patty?
I had the entire new chapter, all 20 of them, come to my home. And I had made handouts explaining what each office did and, kind of the time commitment. The 20 members that we had that started New Zeta all were working educators. So the time commitment was very, very important. And some of them had been members of my chapter, but only for a few years. So they did not have all that much experience. We did have a member from another chapter that had been in her chapter for 5 years. She clearly was presidential potential. I mean, there was no doubt about it. And everyone saw that. So they immediately chose her to be the president. We then talked about each office and each committee that we felt was vital for the beginning of a chapter. They knew that there was more committees that they could have as they grew, but we wanted the basics. And so as we talked about it, each person in the room volunteered to do something. I was so pleased, so amazed, because I had been around so many chapters that had a problem getting leaders, and to see these new women all get so excited about serving in one way or another was just amazing to me. And like Daphne, after the chapter was installed, we then adjourned, had our first chapter meeting where the officers were elected formally, and then came back and installed those officers. So it was a very, very special day that day.
You are all to be so commended on the work that you've done to build these successful new chapters. And I just love how you have really pinpointed the skills and talents of the women who were forming these new chapters to really put those skills and talents to use, particularly in the leadership roles in those new chapters. I think that's a hallmark of DKG. And my question to the group now is, what support did your state provide to the new chapter after they were charted so that they would be successful? And Jane, we'll start off with you again.
Oh my goodness. I don't know how I can express to you how much support we got. From the moment we had the idea and made a couple of phone calls to state officers, the support was 110% for our ideas. Then they advised us every single step of the way what to do and how to do it. They shared resources with us. They led our charter ceremony. So many of them drove from all over the state to come and be with us, and they were so excited, and we were too. They included us with great enthusiasm, I might add, in all of the state events that we've had since our charter in August. And several of them have attended our meetings since then. I get frequent emails and phone calls I can ask any question and the answer comes to me in a flash. And they are helping us plan for what comes next and are just so very eager to see us succeed. So that's just as good as it gets.
Wow, that sounds good. So Daphne, Patty, and Jane, you have so much experience in building a new chapter. Do you have any advice for other state organizations who wish to start chapters in their state organization?
I would say that you've just got to have people stationed all around your state. And Texas is very large, as all of you know, and we have different regions. When we started the Mansfield chapter, we knew that they needed a chapter because I lived here. Other members have helped to kind of start to pinpoint areas of our state that have had great growth, but no chapter. And so we are really looking at that. We're also really looking at a collegiate community within an established chapter here in Texas. And so we are working with chapters that are well established, that are very, very closely located to a major university. And with the help of those members, we have started one collegiate community, which at one time had up to 21 members. The membership changes every semester because the collegians graduate and go on to become active members, either in the current chapter that they're a part of or in a chapter where they have gotten a job. So that's something that I'm very, very excited about. I think traditional chapters are wonderful, but I also feel that the collegiate idea, as it catches on more and more, is a way to grow our entire society, not just the state of Texas.
And Patty, before we leave you, I have a follow-up question to you.
Yes.
You know, Jane shared a little bit about the support they got from the state. How has Texas supported your new chapters, especially that new collegiate community?
Texas supports it by very similar to what Jane said about Alabama. Our state leaders were all there. Our state leaders were a part of it. We also in Texas are divided into 18 areas. This new chapter was in Area 10. Every chapter in Area 10 donated financial assistance so that the chapter could start out with a bank account. And we also donated gifts. I donated the brass candlesticks to the chapter because this was my chapter. And others donated our heritage volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. And others, you know, donated the scarf and, you know, things so that when they had their first induction ceremony, they would have the items they needed. And Texas has become very supportive also of the collegiate group, being very excited that they're doing this and providing red and gold cords when the girls do graduate so that they really feel a part of Delta Kappa Gamma.
Okay, yes, thank you. I want to talk about, thank you, Becky, for letting us talk about, continue to talk about support. I want to first talk about the support, and Patty and Jane have both said excellent ideas that have all been helpful in supporting our chapter. One of the things in California that's kind of unique is that sometimes our new chapters have a few members that were in DKG before they joined the new chapter. And we've had new chapters that have nobody that's been in DKG before. So they do need quite a bit of support that way. And we have a mentoring program in California where when a new chapter is chartered, they're assigned a mentor. And the mentor is usually somebody that helped with the chartering or helped form the chapter. The mentor may or may not be in the chapter itself. And one of the members of the expansion committee is actually assigned to be in charge of the mentor program, and she has bi-monthly mentor celebrations where they talk about a topic, and the topic might be membership, or it might be bylaws, or it might be, and that's called the new chapter forum. So we have the mentoring program where we have mentor meetings, but we also have the new chapter forum where presidents meet and talk about different topics. And all of those are coordinated by members of the expansion committee and to kind of help. And also the expansion committee is liaison to our new chapters. And we really try to meet to talk to the new chapters. Sometimes we'll go visit, or we'll join a Zoom link, or maybe we'll go to an area event where the new chapter members are, and actually see them and network with them. And I want to take a minute to say something about what I'm proud of. What I'm really proud of is our, one of the things is our virtual chapter. California, they came to me and I was kind of like very skeptical. They lived all over the state and in some other states, and they wanted to start a new virtual chapter. And I thought, well, that's interesting. How's that going to work? And they send me the Zoom link, and they have really excellent programs and projects that they do remotely. And this might be an idea for a state organization if you have a lot of remote areas, or maybe the weather keeps you from being able to meet together, or that sort of thing. I'm proud of all our new chapters because they bring a diversity. Thank you, Jane, for mentioning that idea. And I know Patty's are diverse, of different experiences. A lot of them are working teachers. So that is really a great thing. And the last thing I want to say that I'm proud of is I'm proud of the membership and expansion committee that I'm lucky enough to serve on. And we've put together some resources on expansion, and there are step-by-step procedures on the website. So if you go to documents on the DKG.org international website, and then go to GAP, G-A-P-P, all capitalized, and then go to guidelines, and then click on chapter expansion, you will find some steps on how to do this. And of course, our members are anxious to help, but I wanted to point out the step-by-step procedures that our committee has developed that are available for you on the website. Now, Jane will tell us what she is most proud of.
Okay, I'm going to back up for one thing, because I would like to tell you a piece of advice that I have for those who wish to start a new chapter. And actually, we have been told that there is a city nearby us within 30 minutes of our home that the state would be so anxious to open a chapter. At this moment, there's not even a person there who said we want to have one. So it is definitely starting from scratch. And what we plan to do is support them, or whoever becomes their steering committee. We plan to support them first off by bringing them to lunch and sitting down and just meeting and greeting and talking and beginning the relationship that we can have with the new chapter as a second new chapter, because we think they'll have a lot in common with us once they get rolling. And we plan to just continue to offer any way that we can mentor. And we cannot wait to host a celebration of their success. When they get up and running, we want to be the first to hold the party. So that's one way that we're helping. But what am I proud of? I am proud of steady growth to a current group of 24 key women educators that I have met and begun to work with over nearly 7 months. And I am real proud of the emphasis our chapter has on leadership and learning. And I am just extra proud of uniting our members in genuine spiritual fellowship. That's what it's all about.
Wonderful.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Jane. And I am really thankful for our panel today. Any closing comments that we have gone or we've passed over with the panel, or have you covered all of the thoughts that you have on expansion? Daphne?
Keep going is my advice. No matter what problems, you know, come up or what happens, just keep going. This can be done. Patty, do you have a closing thought?
Well, I think I'm proud of establishing a new chapter, but I think I am proudest of the collegiate. Not simply because it's something new. In the same way that Daphne started a virtual chapter, you know, I think we have to, one, I know we have to grow our society, but I think our collegians need so much mentoring. They need to hear from where when we first began this, we thought, oh, they're going to really want all the scholarships that Delta Kappa Gamma offers. Yes, they do like the scholarships, but what they have all said is they appreciate the mentoring. They appreciate that people that have been in the field for a long time can share thoughts with them as they're beginning to go through student teaching and trying to find a job. So I think it's something that Delta Kappa Gamma can establish, honestly, in every university that has an education department with an established chapter near them. And so it's starting that brand new thing that makes me the very most excited. Now, mentoring the other chapter makes me excited as well. And as their mom, more or less, I attended all of their meetings and have seen how they've changed from they wanted to meet on Monday night at first. Now they meet on Saturday morning. You know, they have changed some things because they realize that it's their chapter and they have to make it what they want from it. And that's exciting as well.
Well, I appreciate all of the comments that have been made. Gita, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, Jane, I would like to ask you, you told us in the beginning that the reason for building a new chapter was that some of you wanted a more professional program. So did you succeed with that in the new chapter?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, very much. But not at the expense of social activities and fun, because we are building that, how should I say it? We're building that spiritual fellowship. And so that is through social experiences. But we've been doing a book study on leadership from the very first day. We've had speakers, we've attended leadership conference. And our Facebook page, we include information about what our chapter's doing, and we post academic tips and hints and ideas and research and that sort of thing. So yes, I think that our members would say we have stepped up to the level we were hoping for. Yes.
Thank you.
Well, great. So again, we certainly appreciate all of the questions and answers that were shared today. We appreciate having Jane join us in our podcast today. The Membership and Expansion Committee is available if anyone has any questions for us. Our contact information can be found on the DKG International website under the Committees tab. We would love to have any questions asked. And if you have access to Basecamp, that would be an excellent location to also offer up some questions. In fact, the theme of today's podcast was brought up by some of our members. So we're happy to have been able to bring this to you. And if you have further questions or further ideas for future podcasts, we'd appreciate that. And again, as we close, share this with everyone, because we think it's great information for our DKG members to have. And if you're looking for some other answers to questions, check out the other podcasts that we've recorded. Have a great day.
Thank you.